Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the program you're listening to, Connecting the Notes, coming at you live from Valley Free Radio, 103.3 FM, WXOJLP in Northampton. Hope everyone's feeling all right tonight, because we're looking at Latin percussionist and band leader Willie Bobo. Bobo was a major influence on bands such as Santana and War, played throughout the 50s, 60s, and 70s with musicians such as Tito Puente, Mongo Santa Maria, Cal Jader, Stan Getz, Chico Hamilton, Herbie Mann, Les McCann, as well as on his own as a band leader starting in the early 60s. We got plenty of Bobo's music and history coming up this hour, so stay tuned. Thank you all for tuning in. Song was written by Teddy Randazzo and Bob Weinstein. Willie Bobo was born William Correa on February 28, 1934 in New York City. At age 13, Willie was a band boy for New York City's Manchitos Afro-Cubans, a popular Latin ensemble of the time. Bobo was still in his teens when he met Cuban congo player Ramon Mongo Santa Maria. Santa Maria had just arrived in New York from Cuba's capital of Havana. Bobo received lessons in percussion in exchange for acting as Mongo's translator. Willie Bobo said of Santa Maria, "He showed me the different shades of sounds the drum is capable of producing." By age 17, Bobo was serving as a session drummer for jazz pianist Mary Lou Williams. He also worked with Cuban big band leader Perez Prado during this time before being asked to join Tito Puente's orchestra alongside Mongo Santa Maria. He would play alongside Tito Puente for the next 5 years. Thank you. Cha-Cha de los Pollos off Tito Puente's 1955 recording Cuban Carnaval. Tito Puente, Mongo Santa Maria, Willy Bobo, and Carlos Valdez all playing percussion on that record. These four would gather the next year to record Puente in Percussion, an all-percussive recording. Tito Puente discussed the production of this album with NPR's Jazz Profile, saying, quote, "It was very difficult in them days to go do a percussion album because they thought you were crazy. No trumpet, no sax, no horns, just drums. To try and convince them for me to go in the studio with all these great conga players that I had and play a percussion album only, they thought I was crazy. So finally they say, well, all right, this guy's crazy. Pick the studio after 12 midnight. And those days didn't cost me nothing. So I got all my boys there and I put a bottle of Havana Club rum right smack in the middle of the room and we went to town. And there you have it today. Classic." We'll be right back. Hi, thanks for listening. This is Connecting the Notes. I'm your host, Matthew Ray, coming at you live from Valley Free Radio. I'll be here until 9 o'clock listening to the music of Willie Bobo, percussionist and band leader from the 50s on. He played as a part of Tito Puente's orchestra in the early to late 50s. During this time, he also worked with other artists, especially as a studio musician. Collaborators included Cal Jader, Mongo Santamaria, and Mary Lou Williams. It was Mary Lou Williams who thought of the nickname Willie Bobo. His real name is William Correa, and Mary Lou Williams gave him the nickname Bobo because it meant funny man in Spanish. Bobo did have a very loose and fun approach to music, which we'll get into later in the show when we look at his work as a band leader. But right now, we're going to listen to some of his early work with Mongo Santamaria and Cal Jader. This is a track from Cal Jader called Soul Sauce.
Thank you.
Mongo Santa Maria with Ayenye, originally recorded in May of 1959 and reissued on the record Afro Roots by Prestige Records in 1972. Before that, you heard Cal Jader with Soul Sauce, released in 1964. Jader was a vibraphone player, a non-Latino jazz artist who was really instrumental in linking the worlds of Latin jazz and the bop music that he was heavily involved in at the time. Mongo Santa Maria also brought Mambo to the attention of many when he covered Herbie Hancock's Watermelon Man in 1963. Willie Bobo is on timbales on this recording. That was Mongo Santa Maria with Watermelon Man. It was Herbie Hancock cover. The subject of our show tonight is percussion player Willie Bobo, and he provided timbales on that recording you just heard. He also played with Herbie Hancock on 1963's Inventions and Dimensions. The song is called Mimosa, and Herbie and Bobo are joined by bassist Paul Chambers and percussionist Osvaldo Martinez. The conclusion of the song, we're going to jump right into Willie Bobo's solo material, so please stick around for that, and thank you, as always, for listening to Valley Free Radio. If you'd like to give us a call, the number at the studio here is 413-585-1033. That's 413-585-1033. Thank you. After years spent as a session musician and collaborating with the likes of Tito Puente, Mongo Santa Maria, Cal Jader, and others, Willie Bobo took the lead as bandleader. Between 1962 and 1968, Bobo released 11 records, most of them on Verve Records. The songs included Mambo's, popular pop covers like The Beatles' Michelle and the lounge favorite It's Not Unusual, and originals that are still being covered today like Evil Ways and Fried Neckbone and Some Home Fries. Listening to Spanish Grease now, an original Willie Bobo piece and one of his biggest hits. Guajira, vacila mi guajira. Guajira, vacila mi guajira. Thank you. Fried Neck Bones and Some Home Fries by Willie Bobo. That song was later performed by Santana. Another song popularized by Santana was called Evil Ways. The original version was written by guitarist Sonny Henry, who played on most of Willie Bobo's records in the 60s. Here's the original Evil Ways, which appeared on Willie Bobo's 1966 record, Bobo Motion.
You got to change your evil ways, baby, before I stop loving you. You got to change, baby, and every word that I say is true. You got me jumping and running all over town. You got me sneaking.
and Joan and a who knows who. I'm getting tired of waiting and fooling around. I'll find somebody who won't make me feel like a clown. This can't go on. Lord knows you got to change.
As always, thank you for listening to Valley Free Radio. Connecting the Notes is the program on right now, and we're spending this hour looking at percussionist Willie Bobo. Willie Bobo's son goes by Eric Bobo, and he played and recorded with the Beastie Boys, which was the song you just heard. It was actually called Bobo on the Corner, and the one currently playing in the background is an instrumental called Sabrosa. Eric Bobo plays percussion on both those tracks. Sabrosa is the title of a Mongo Santa Maria record that also includes his father, Willie Bobo. Eric Bobo joined Cypress Hill's percussionist in 1994, and he's still with the group to this day. We got plenty more music coming up from Willie Bobo's days as a band leader. And for a little inspiration from Mr. Bobo, he once told La Onda magazine, "Put your own essence into what's going on. Use different colors everywhere. Blend sounds. And give your best." So, the words of Willie Bobo. There's a fun little song he did about whiskey.
When I left home this morning, I promised I would think to stay real straight and sober. I swore I wouldn't drink, but then I had me some
bad
whiskey. That's just what I had. I passed up all the pool halls, gave my boys the slip. Before the night was over, I started to drink, and don't you know I had some. My buddies had a party. The cats were on the loose. They started out with soda, baby, and ended up drinking all the juice.
Bobo with Sock It To Me and Bad Bad Whiskey. Both of those songs were recorded in the mid-60s for Verve Records. Bobo moved to Los Angeles in 1969. There he became band leader for two of Bill Cosby's variety shows, The Bill Cosby Show, which first aired in 1969, and the short-lived The New Bill Cosby Show. These were not the sitcoms. As far as I know, Willie Bobo had nothing to do with the sitcoms constantly changing theme song, which I'm sure you remember. We have a little clip here. So yeah, unfortunately, Willie Bobo had nothing to do with that song, as far as I know. He did, however, record with Bill Cosby on two recordings titled Bill Cosby Presents Badfoot Brown and the Bunyan's Bradford Funeral Marching Band. Mr. Cosby released two records with that same title, and all the music on these recordings was written by him, and he even played a bit of keyboards on there. So here is Bill Cosby Presents Badfoot Brown and the Bunyan's Bradford Funeral Marching Band with the song Martin's Funeral. Willie Bobo, born William Correa, died on September 15th, 1983. He was 49 years old, and the cause of death was cancer. One of his last performances was in 1983 at the Playboy Jazz Festival, where he reunited with his old pal Mongo Santa Maria. Just about does it for the show. We got one more song coming at you. As always, thank you for listening to Valley Free Radio. We enjoy your support here. Make sure you check us out, valleyfreeradio.org. You can donate, check out the other programs, and just talk to us. Stay tuned. Poison Ivy of the Mind is up next, and also check us out online at connectingthenotes.com. Next week, we'll be doing a show on the Meat Puppets, and here's Willie Bobo's cover of Michelle to take you on out tonight. Thank you for tuning in.